Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 11th day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to tell us different amount of people, Kohenim, required when there is an ayil, when there's a ram. Until now we've learned about the lamb, which is under 1 year, the Kebes Echad Ben Shnosai, for a Kobben Tomid. Now we're going to learn about an ayil. Ayil, a ram, which is a lamb which is a sheep that's now in its second year. Korev b'achadasar, that would be offered with 11 kohenim involved. Habasa b'chamisha, the meat of the animal, the actual animal itself, would be taken up by 5 kohenim. The first one taking up the head and the back foot. The second one, the 2 front foot. The third kohen, the back and the back leg, and the ukets. Back part of the animal, the fourth one, the breast and the neck, and the fifth one, the 2 sides. So that's already 5. Hakrovaim, now the intestines, which are bigger than that of a lamb, would require 2, as we'll soon see, 2 kohenim. Vasolus, and the flour that was involved was also a larger quantity, it was 2 isroinim, 2/10 of an afa, not 1/10. Required 2 kohenim as well. V'hayayin, and the wine, which is also of a larger quantity, being 1/3 of a hin, or 4 lugim, as opposed to the lamb, which was only a lamb under 1 year, which is only 3 lugim, and therefore also required 2 kohenim. Bishnaim, shnaim, as the Mishnah concludes, 2 kohenim required for each of the intestines, flour and wine. That's 3 times 2, that's 6. So 6 plus the first 5 that we mentioned, altogether 11 kohenim required. Mishnah Zayin, par, a bull. Obviously a much larger animal, and therefore korev b'esrim varbo, 24 kohenim required. Both the actual animal was bigger, and also the mincha and the wine, the flour and oil and wine was also of a larger quantity. The Mishnah now calculates how you get the 24 kohenim. Harosh v'haregel, the head and the back foot of the animal, the right back foot of a lamb, which we said by the lamb and the ram only required 1 kohen, here with the bull required 3 kohenim. Harosh b'echad v'haregel b'shnayim, the head with 1 kohen and the back foot, 2 kohenim had to carry it, back right foot. Hoketz v'regel, the back part of the animal and the left back foot, which only required 1 kohen by the lamb and the ram, with the bull required 4 kohenim. Hoketz b'shnayim v'regel b'shnayim, the backbone with 2 and the regel, the back foot, with 2, that's another 4. So we've already got 4 plus already the 3 that we mentioned before, so we've got 7 involved. Hachoze v'hagera, the breast and the neck of the animal, which were only required 1 kohen by the lamb and the ram. With a bull, you needed 4 kohenim. Hachoze b'echad, the breast by 1 kohen to be taken up, v'hagera b'shlosha, and the neck and the lung and the things that are attached to it, another 3. So we have another 4 kohenim here, plus the 7 we mentioned, altogether 11 so far. Shtei ha'yodayim, the 2, literally hands, that means the 2 front feet of the animal, b'shnayim, another 2 kohenim, that's 13. Shteyat vonos bishnayim, the two sides of the animal with 2, so that were required 2 kohenim, so that's another 2, that's 15 now. Hakrovaim, the insides, the kishkas, the hasolas, the flour, the hayayin and the wine, bishlosha shlosha, 3 for each of these items, because they are a lot more bigger there in terms of the testines. The flour was a larger quantity, being of 3 Israelim, 3/10 of a flower, and the wine, of course, was also larger, 1/2 hin or 6 lugin. So 3 times 3 is 9. 9 plus the 15 that we've had before is altogether 24 kohenim for a bull being offered. Bamed v'rmurim, when do we say that each korban required that many kohenim, and that the avodah was established by a lottery? Bekorbanos tzibur, when it came to public korbanos, like the korban tomid. And like the bull and the ram of the Musaf Karbonis, there we had a lottery in there, they would have a lot more kohenim. Aval b'korban yochid, but if it's a privately donated korban, in Rotzel Hakriv, if one kohen wants to bring it all, Makriv, he can do it, even without any lottery. Hefshetan, vinituchon shalelu ve'elu, the stripping of hide of the animal and the cutting up of the animal of the karbonis tzibur, of both of the public offerings and of the private offerings, shovin, were equal, in the sense that they're kosher with a non-coin. You don't even need a coin, and certainly no lottery required there.